Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 165, Slack. So recently a new service was released for the web, iOS and Android, to help with group collaboration. It's one of those tools that is not necessarily, or the concept is not something that's necessarily new, but it does present it in a way that is actually something that is kind of upgradable or modular, depending on how you want to look at it. But it's a very functional piece of, or a very functional service with a lot of software integration. So what Slack provides that differentiates it from its competitors is that it's a web and app-based team collaborative tool. So rather than just being available on a website, it does integrate, or it does have apps available for Android and iOS, as well as a mobile-friendly site. So if you do have, for example, Windows Phone, BlackBerry, or a non-Android or iOS device, then, or non-Android and iOS mobile device, then you can still access a relatively mobile-friendly site. Once you've logged in and you've created your, or once you've created your account and logged in, you'll start being able to create projects. So whether you're on your own or you're part of a workplace that requires separate projects, then you create those projects, and then you'll create your own categories. So you're started off with a general category and maybe probably one other, but you can delete them, rename them if you so desire, and then add a description for what that category is. So if you want, for example, a category for general, so all news announcements, and then another one for project updates, and another for specific subsets of that project, then you create those individual categories. From there, you can then, of course, if you're working alone, then you're going to be the only one who manages the project. But if you have other team members, or if you are, or if you do require or do need to have other people to see exactly what is going on in that project, or need to who are contributing to that project, you can add more people from there. It is email address agnostic, so if you do have people across or working for other companies, or if they have their own contact information via, let's say one person has Gmail, another has Yahoo, and another one has a Hotmail, then you can add those domains to the project. So, and also invite those people to the project. So it does not matter if they have a different email address, it all works together. So on the flip side, you also do not need to create a new email account for those individual people. If they already have one set up, then they can use their email of choice. The site and the app support embeddable media. So if you share a link or a video or an image or anything like that, you will get a description note if you type it in, or it'll also include the title and header information for example, subjects and things like that if it is available. So it does support rich content, so for that is modern to or part of the modern web as well. And you can also integrate other sites, apps, and services into Slack, so you're not limited to what they offer, or if you do have files set up somewhere else and it does integrate well, they have a big number of other sites, services, and apps already integrated. Some of them include IFTTT, Google Drive, and Dropbox. So if you want to automate certain features, so for example, just playing around with it, if I save an article in Feedly, then it will send or share that link to my Slack project that I define under Android, for example. So it shares all any new saved articles related to Android under that one category, and it gives me a notification on the app once it's delivered, so I know it's there. And from there, I can do whatever I want to, or it can be a good reminder that of an article to follow up with. And that works well with other features of IFTTT as well, so however you want to set it up, there's that integration. And then if you have your various files shared in, for example, Google Drive or Dropbox, so let's say you're doing your document editing in Google Drive, you can integrate it and share files into Slack. So You don't need to create a new file, or if you want to have an embedded or a shareable file that's already saved in Drive, then you're able to share that link, and it's more natively integrated and doesn't require, for example, downloading a file and then uploading it into Slack and doing that route. You just create the file in one place and everyone edits the same document. On that note, they do have also a related feature where you can upload files and share files directly to the Slack service. So if you want all your files in, for example, to be in that one place, or you want to you're finalizing a project and want everyone to have the final versions of a file, then you can share them all in Slack and be done with it that way as well, and have all of them available to that project's team members. A couple of other features is that it has a messaging functionality as well, so you can create private individual messages or group messages. So if there is certain communication you need to have, for example, with the supervisors of a project or with individual team members based on their function on that project, you can set that up as well. Or if you if it's a larger project and you have multiple people per section or working on certain parts of a project, then you can do a group message that way as well. So it has that feature set there as well. Files and certain items and conversations can also be stored. So if you need to have quick access to certain information like contact information, or if certain items need to be set up for review, then you can store them for quick access that way. So just another side feature that can be used in a few different ways if you need to do that as well. And finally, the one good one of the better features as well is an easy sign-in between multiple projects. So once you've started a project, or if you're part of someone else's projects, once you've signed in, essentially all you have to do is go into the menus button and click on the project that you want to switch to, and that's all you have to do. So that way, if you need to work, if you're working on multiple projects and you need to get the latest information, switching back and forth is not a problem. It doesn't take too long. Of course, it probably depends on your internet connection and the speed of the device or the website that you're using the device, or the device that you're using the website on. But it is relatively simple to do and straightforward. You'll see that listing in the menu, so you can switch to any active projects that you're a part of. So I'll have a link in the show notes to the website, the Android and the iOS app, so you can get quick access to it. At the moment, the service is free, so it is definitely worth checking out if you're part of a group or a project, or if you want to have a way to, or a slightly different way of managing, for example, reminders or tasks, or just to have a way to have projects set up for whatever you may need to do. So overall, it is worth checking out. So far, I've had very little issue with it. I don't think I've had any major hiccups. I had an initial sign-in issue when joining a separate project than I had created, but it's just a matter of signing in and creating that, or linking my account to multiple projects, but that is all resolved. So it's definitely worth checking out. But if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can find me on Twitter at patelN01. And of course, you can find me, leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And of course, if you want to support this show or any show on the Geek.io network, expand or support the contributors or anything like that, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/geek.io. And of course, you can always support some of our great sponsors like ThinkGeek and ProXPN. The links are in the show notes along with any associated promo codes. And of course, you can find this show and any show on the Geek.io network by visiting geek-io.net. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.